Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to think big with Big Alaska Gas, Big Alaska Adventures, and no good lying through your tooth tall Alaska tales. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the
Big Alaska Show!
And so why don't we put a warm Big Alaska Show welcome to our first guest from Minnesota, Dave Benson! So, Dave, you came up from Minnesota. Why don't you tell people what it is you do for the American Cancer Society?
Yeah, so I'm the American Cancer Society's Executive Vice President for what we call our North Region. So the North Region is 17 states, goes all the way to Michigan and Indiana, and all the way over here to Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. And I'm based in Minnesota, but I get on the road and get to work with staff and volunteers across those seven states to put on events like this. But I'll tell you what, I've been doing this for 26 years. This is one of a kind. This is truly unique.
You know, and yeah. You know, and that's something we commonly hear about people who dream one day to be on the Big Alaska Show.
It's been a dream of mine.
So this was your first jump.
Yeah.
So why don't you describe your experience as their first time to jump?
Yeah, you know, I come from a cold state, so I knew it was going to be cold, but it was a heck of a lot colder than I thought. But it was amazing, you know, and I think about, you know, what a cancer diagnosis means to someone, and they know it's something that is going to be difficult and challenging. And I don't know, there's something symbolic about all of us going out there, raising money, which isn't easy, but then jumping in this freezing cold water. A heck of a lot of discomfort that we're anticipating, but you know, we get through it. And thanks to people like you, we're helping a whole heck of a lot of people get through cancer.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about.
Describe some of the things that you're seeing happening on the front of the technology and science that are making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, you know, just literally this week, the American Cancer Society published our 2025 Cancer Facts and Figures, and it's actually the most cited publication in all of science, because it's where we get all of the statistics on cancer. And what we found this year is that cancer mortality, which is the rate we look at the most in terms of showing progress, those rates have been going down since they peaked in 1991.
Wow.
So that's, you know, over 30 years, over three decades of steady progress in the fight against cancer. And you guys remember COVID, right? When we talked about flattening the curve? That's what we're doing, and because we're flattening the curve on cancer mortality, we can say that 4.5 million lives have been saved.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Well, I know that you don't have that much going on in your life, and but I understand you are leaving here immediately from here, and where are you going next?
Oh, yeah. Well, next week I got to go to Chicago. It's going to be a culture shock, you guys. Like, honestly, like sort of rap sewer to Chicago. And going there, we're actually trying to do some things there to provide housing for cancer patients that are coming into that city for treatment. And then I'm heading to St. Louis next week for something similar, meeting with some executives. But yeah, so that's a day in the life of what I get to do. But I'll tell you what, it's amazing, because you know, we are doing amazing things for cancer patients and their families. And but I can't thank all of you enough. You raised so much money. You did something really fun, but also a little challenging. But truly, the American Cancer Society is what it is because of people like you. So thank you.
One thing I'd like to just maybe mention a little bit, I've watched the behind the scenes. You heard me joking that we say it's more fun to go to someone else's party.
Yeah.
What can you say about the young people, staff here who made this party possible?
This team is amazing. I mean, they help each other do all the things we do in Alaska. We have events from Fairbanks all the way down here to Seward and Anchorage, and they all team up and make sure that all those events happen smoothly and are engaging and provide platforms to raise money, but also raise a lot of awareness about what we're doing at the American Cancer Society. So this is a phenomenal team, and you guys, unbelievable. Congrats.
Well, I'll tell you, you may be from Minnesota, but tonight you are an honorary member of Alaska. Congratulations.
I love it.
Let's hear it for Dave Benson.
You can't come to Alaska without getting a gift, so that's something special.
I've got a say something about these two women. You talk about stacking BBs and herding cats.
Herding feral cats,
although,
you guys, sometimes.
Why don't we give a big round of applause to these two young people who've made this thing wonderful.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming to the award ceremony. I hope you all got a chance to put your third ticket into the raffle bag. So, my name is Casey Warner. I am the president of the Seward Polar Bear Jump Off Festival, which is our local nonprofit here in Seward. We specifically raise money for kids with cancer on the Kenai Peninsula. So, if you attended the auction last night, contributed to the Luminary event that will be taking place tomorrow at sunrise down at the Branson Pavilion. Thank you so much for supporting that grant program. We do have a couple of prizes today. So our first one is going to be our best individual costume. And that is going to be Christy Bond Hill. If you are in the room today, please come up. Thank you, Christy, for your amazing costume today. Today what you have is you have this awesome, wonderful polar bear print. You are also receiving a certificate of best individual costume. In addition to that, we will be contacting you to provide you with a photo book of this year's event that is going to cover the whole weekend, and those are great photos from Casey James, who's been taking photos all day today. So thank you for dedicating your time to this event and supporting those with cancer. Thank you. All right, our next prize is going to go to Best Group Costume, and that today is our Ghostbusters. If we have the Ghostbusters in the room, please come on up.
So the Ghostbusters are also locally known in Anchorage as Davis Constructors and Mass Excavation, and they team up together. They put together their costumes. They actually have another charity event tonight back in Anchorage that they had to jet back to. So they are not here, but thank you on their behalf.
So who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Awesome, so they will be receiving a certificate as well as a gift card to the Texas Roadhouse and a photo book.
That's why you guys were all here, right? To raise money? See how much money we raised? How many of you know how much money the whole event raised? Anybody? Me neither, let me check my phone. It was actually, I think, $257,000. $203,000. So just over a quarter of $1 million. You guys have, yes. You guys have continued to ensure that this is the second largest fundraising event in the state of Alaska for the American Cancer Society in little old Seward. Great job, thank you. So now I'm gonna actually give away some certificates. I will get trophies later for our top teams. So I have the top three coming in third place, raising $46,415 was Davis Constructors and Mass Excavation. Coming in second place and first place, there was less than a, let me see, $300 difference between first and second. Like for real, it's crazy. So raising an impressive $69,289 is Harvest Midstream. Sean, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I'll just say this. It is all about the team. I really appreciate the opportunity to work with such amazing people who really care, and with this cause in particular. It's something that affects everybody very personally, and it's really fun to come here and do something a little bit crazy, but just to come out, support each other, and support everybody who's been affected by this horrible disease. So thank you all very much. Go team. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Sean. All right, and then, of course, coming in first, raising $69,537. Like, seriously, less than a $300 difference. Like, I don't know why one of you didn't just, like, pull out your credit card last minute. I don't know. So that would be Hillcorp. And I think the Hillcorp Alaska Anchorage people went back to Anchorage, and I think the Kenai people went back to Kenai. So we'll make sure they get their certificate. Raising in third place, raising $6,372 from the Frozen Nuggets, also part of the Hillcorp group, was Ryan Geller. In second place, raising $7,450.62, can't forget those 2 cents, was Adam McClure with Hillcorp. And then coming in first place, raising $14,695.53, was Trudy Hallett, also from Hillcorp. So 14,000 is an impressive number, but I know somebody here as an individual that has raised far more than that in years past. So kudos to you all for all of your hard work and efforts. $1,000 is a lot of money to raise. You guys banded together as teams. You gritted your teeth to do it on your own. However you did it, you did it. You went to businesses, you went to friends, you went to neighbors, you went into your own bank accounts. And that is not lost on me. I was a longtime volunteer. I know what it's like. When you are passionate and dedicated to a cause like this, you want to do anything and everything you can to be successful. So thank you. I see your hard work and I appreciate you all.